Okay. Let's just recap, to summarize for a quick chazara of the shittas that we have so far, and what we discussed last week. The Gemara in Baba Basra, Chofalof and Mebeis, we had a machloikis. If two people living in the same town, one of them opens a store, one has an existing store, can somebody else come and open a competing business, a competing store? And the question also becomes, if someone doesn't live in the city but yet pays taxes in that city. But certainly, if both of them live in that town, there was a clear machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Huna ben Rav Yeshua. Rav Huna holding that he's allowed to stop him. Rav Huna says he can't open the second store. That's Yerid Lumnase Shel Chaveira. You're taking away his business, and therefore Beis Din would be allowed to stop this person from opening his store. Rav Huna ben Rav Yeshua said, no, that's certainly fair competition, certainly better for the clientele, is better for the customers, because now there will be competition and lower prices. So Rav Huna ben Yeshua said, certainly if they live in the same town, or one who pays taxes in that place is allowed to open a competing business. That was the machlokes. Then the Gemara just had a question. We do know a case, and that's the case of the fisherman. We do know a case that someone already has a place where he catches his fish, he's allowed to stop another person from coming and spreading out his net as well. And why isn't that approved to Rav Huna? It would seem that Rav Huna would have a brisa on his side. Now that, we had a few interpretations from the Rishonim of why fish are different. The Gemara says, Shiny dogim diyav sira. Fish are different diyav sira. Diyav sira means something with looking out, searching out. And we had a few pshatim for recall. One was Rashi. What did Rashi say? What was Rashi's pshat?
On the way.
Rashi says that he already marked out the place where their chur is, where their hole is, and therefore he set up his trap, and they're going to make a direct beeline for his net, for Reuven's net. And therefore, if Shimon comes along and puts out his net, he's going to be taking away. Certainly, according to Rashi, it's not going to be mamish gezel, it's not this whole day sigzel, for so you're not taking something away from him that he already has. He doesn't have it. It's also only a grumma in terms of luring them away, or giving the possibility of taking away these fish, but nonetheless, that's considered Yairid Lu'umna Shel Chaveiroi, and that would be Usir.
Is that true if he gets there earlier in the morning? Or does it matter if he's already fished there three times or what have you? So Shmuel comes three times and he's fishing, but one morning he comes late and Yisrael comes over and he says, I'm going to fish that spot. Can he then take that spot into eternity?
Imagine we're talking about Wikish, he's part of Mitsura. I mean, you know, he put a net out, so he set up his net there, so you can't come and put a competing net.
No, but the net's right, drawn in every night.
The place itself is still,
they don't leave it out, it's not a lobster trap.
Yeah, I don't know if he has a chazaka for that place. Okay. If it's a river that anybody could come to, I don't know.
You put your net.
Yeah, certainly that's not the Gemara's case. Right. He wants to know what would be.
If there's tirch involved in it, that he set up this place for fishing.
Well, certainly according to Rashi's case, there's nothing there.
His case, what I'm saying is that there is.
If your net's not there, it's not commanded multiple yodi.
Right, that's what I'm saying. The guy has not even shown up, there's no net.
Right.
But three times he's done it already. That doesn't make a difference.
No, that doesn't make a difference. The truth is also, there's another case which we're not going to get into of stealing somebody's clients. And what are the parameters of that? Right, so certainly someone who is already in somebody's store and he's looking around to buy something. So some other person, a competitor, can't come in and say, oh, by the way, I sell it cheaper somewhere down the block. That's certainly going to be usher. Even though the Gemara doesn't really talk about that case, and the truth is, what I mean, he didn't pay for it yet. Why is it gezel? I'm offering him to buy it for a cheaper price. Right? But that, the Paiskim say, the Ramah brings this halacha, that is usher. But before he walks into the store, if I want to advertise that I sell it for cheaper, there's no usher in that. I wasn't that. Like, that was the brisa we brought to the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda. I let offer incentives for, to lure customers into the store. And we passed like the Chacham. That is mutter. So that was Rashi says. The Ramban had a little bit of a different understanding of the Gemara. And the Ramban's pshat was that he already put out the net, he put out the bait, and the fish are coming, and therefore if somebody else comes and takes the fish away, iskilu he's being over gezel. Even the Ramban says gezel gomor, hoilek fardi tzudeh, they're already in the net eating the bait. All the person has to do is just lift it up and bring them out of the water. And if someone else comes and spreads out his net, so then the fish will go out of the net and into somebody else's net. The third shot we have was the Rimagash. And the Rimagash came up, we said, like with a kula and a chumra. And the kula was that strange way, we said, the Chassam Seif himself says, very hard to understand the wording of the Rimagash, what exactly he means. But the fish send out spies, and therefore, if I have my net out, and the, in I guess, a somewhat of a discreet place, and the fish wouldn't necessarily see it, but if the second guy now spreads out his net, so the fish spies are going to go see his net, and they're all run away. And therefore, I'll lose out on my catching any fish that day. But the Rimagash says, but the understanding that he has is that that's considered pasakta l'chiyusei legamri. In other words, you completely put the person out of business, and that's why it's usur. As opposed to if someone just opens a competing store, like the case of Rav Huna Ben Yavishua, and then people can go to your store, people come to my store. So over there, it's still a fair play, it's still fair competition. The only case where the Gemara says we know for sure it is usur, that's by the case of the fish, where you're going to entirely take him out of business. Which leads us to the next Gemara Makom here on page 2, which is the Mordechai. The Mordechai in Bava Basra over there says like this, Umavoi hasasu migimol stadim. You have an alleyway that's closed on three sides. Rak b'tzad echad yikonsoloi. You enter from one end. V'dor Reuven etzel soifoi hasosim. And Reuven lives in the end, basically the end of a dead end. And he has a store over there. Uba Shimon lodur kineged hatzad ha-pasuach. And then Shimon wants to come and open up a store right at the entrance of this alleyway. She'ein ha'ovid k'chavim yochel leilech. You can't pass through him le'yelech t'chilo lefnei Pesach Shimon. The only way to get to into this alleyway, if you have a possibility to get to Reuven's store, is by passing through Shimon's. In that case, nearer the yochel la'akev alav k'der Rav Huna. In that case, you could stop him. So someone understand like this, must be the Mordechai, which he quotes, this is an Avi Yosef, must be the Avi Yosef is going like Rav Huna. Now, he says Kid Rav Huna, right? But must be he's going like Shitas the Rimagash. As the Rimagash says that if indeed, you, like the case of the fish, if you would put him out of business entirely, then you're allowed to stop him. Right? Then you're allowed to stop him. And here also, here, so one person's open at the end of a dead end. If I open up at the entrance way, so no business is going to come his way. I'm going to completely put him out of business. And in that case, Rabbi Yosef says, I'm allowed to stop him.
I thought Rav Huna didn't go that far. Rav Huna just says, he doesn't say
Legamri,
does he?
Oh, that, so it's not clear what Rav Huna means. You don't even need Legamri.
Yeah.
Oh, that is true.
That's the question.
Yeah, so that's a good point. And he says it's Kid Rav Huna. The problem is, what do you mean like Rav Huna? Who do we pass in like? We don't pass like Rav Huna. We pass like Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua. That two competing stores are allowed to open up. Right? Presumably, two competing stores are allowed to open up. And even if one of them is going to put the other one out of business, it would seem that's mutter. I live in this place. I'm allowed to open up a competing store. And we don't pass in like Rav Huna. Now the truth is, the Beis Yosef writes, we don't have a copy over here, but he brings this Mordechai, and he says like this: "Venire da Avi Yosef savar deleik Rav Huna beid Rav Yeshua." Right? Avi Yosef must go like Rav Huna shita, that you're not allowed to open up a competing business, but he doesn't go like Rav Huna. Rav Yeshua says it's mutter. Ve'im Kain, he says, "Ledidon." the Kaimel and Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, we the Pasan Rav Huna Rav Yeshua that you are allowed to open a competition, you wouldn't be able to stop him. That's what the Beis Yosef says, which makes a lot of sense. We know who we passing like, passing Rav Huna Rav Yeshua. So this Avi Yosef is obviously not going la halacha, he's going like he holds like Rav Huna. So it wouldn't be la halacha lemaisa. That's what the Beis Yosef says. The problem is that we have both a Ramah and the Chassam Sefer that want to bring this case of the Avi Yosef la halacha lemaisa. Which seems, again, the Beis Yosef seems not to go like that, but the Ramah and the Chassam Sefer seem to bring this in order to paskin halacha based on this Avi Yosef. Again, what's the Avi Yosef's chiddush? So the way the Mordechai said the Avi Yosef is that one person had a sword at the end of a dead end, and someone else is coming and opening it up. Either he can be ma'akiv. Now, why is that different? Why should that case be more of a case why you're allowed to stop him? So, one way you could learn is like the Rimagash, because it's possible you're entirely putting him out of business. I think that's not how the Ramah is learning the Avi Yosef. The Chassam Sefer learns the Avi Yosef that way. Indeed, the Chassam Sefer does learn the Avi Yosef that way. Okay, let's look at the Chassam Sefer first. Chassam Sefer is on page 4. Rabbi Yosef b'shem Avi Yosef says, "Afa gav d'loy kaimel and kirav huna." Even though we don't pass like Rav Huna, "Haynu b'mavoy mafulish." That's if it's an alleyway that's open, meaning open on both sides. Sheichelam hakaynim lovi mitzad acher. They can come from some other way. Avo b'mavoy sasu migimul stadim. But if you have an alleyway that's closed on three sides, ubachaveru ma'amid rechayim b'roish hamavoy, and he opens up his mill to rent out at the entranceway, Kaifin, in that case you're allowed to stop him, you're allowed to force him to close down. Says the Chassam Sefer, V'nirei kein mashmin b'pirush Rashi. An interesting raya he brings from Rashi. Yabayav Asiri. What's the case over there? Rashi says, Mismisayim aval hocha. You buy the case of the fish are going to go directly from my net, and if you put out your net, now they're going to go into somebody else's net. Aval hocha, by the case of the stores, Misha ba'etzlecha yikneh. Well, Misha ba'etzlecha yikneh. They can go to your store, they go to my store. Right? I have a pizza shop, now you have a pizza shop. We have two stores. Anybody who decides, you know, one day they want to go to this one, they want to go to the other one. It's fair competition. That's what Rashi said. Says Chassam Sefer Mashma that Hechi She'enam Boim Klal. If they're never going to come to that store, Upoisichayus of the Garmi, they're going to put them out of business entirely. Kaifin Diravhuna Machashiv Gamzeh Livsek Chayuse. Now, Rav Huna holds that to open up another shop, and if we're going to take away some of the business, some of the customers, that too is considered usher. In other words, Rav Huna holds mechashu gamzel v'sichuyusei v'les hilchasa d'layav apikasichuyusei elochulshashuyusei. We don't pass like Rav Huna to open up another shop as usher because that's not closing you up, that's not taking away your whole parnasa, it's just minimizing your parnasa. You won't have as many customers. That reyev shishuyavayu gamay lov litchein. Because they could come to your shop too. Is going to be usher. So in other words, what the Chassam Sefer here is doing is like this. What's the machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Huna ben Yeshua? If we have one pizza shop here, one Judaica shop, and someone else wants to open a competition, so if it's only a chulshus, if it's going to take away, certainly will diminish the customer traffic into the original store because some are now going to go to the second one. Says the Chassam Sefer, in that case, they'll be passing like Rav Huna, Rabbi Yeshua, not like Rav Huna, and that's mutter. Why? Some will go to you, some will go to him. And even though it's going to be less business for the first one, it's still mutter. But in a case where you want to put the guy out of business entirely, there we will paskin like Rav Huna.
Is that exactly, wouldn't he put it that we always paskin like Rav Yeshua, like Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua? It's just there's no machlokes in paskin chiyus of the God.
Yeah, it's a little bit different.
Yeah, you should say it like that. Meaning, there we paskin that he motzi ba'akiv alone.
Yeah.
You know, he's explaining the whole machloikis. It's true. Thank you. That's a more accurate way to put it. It means the machloikis of Huna and Rumei Yeshua is when you are minimizing the business, minimizing the customer traffic. In that case, Rav Huna says, even in that case, I could stop him. On that, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua says, no, whoever will come to you will come to you, whoever will come to him will come to him. And that's like Rashi says. But if you're going to put him out of business entirely, then indeed everyone agrees that it will be Yosef. Again, I think this is not like the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says, no, that's still within the Machlokes of Rav Huna and Rav Huna ben Yeshua. And then he says a chiddush here, just the agav, where it's underlined here, throws in another chiddush the Chassam Sefer. Upashir afilu yesh loy lezeh oid umnes acher. Let's say a person has two business. He has a pizza shop. Okay, he also owns four high-rise buildings downtown. Okay, and but that he gives out to a management company, so he doesn't have to spend too much of his time, and he knows batala mevili deshimum. So instead, he opens up a pizza shop as well. And he gets up every morning at 6 o'clock and comes home like a shmata, but this way he's putting in a hard day's work. Yeah. And now the second guy opens up a pizza shop and it's going to close down the first one because it's situated in a way it's going to close down the pizza shop. Says the Chassam Sefer, Afilu yesh leil ze oid umnas acher. Oh yeah, Afilu hu asher godel. Onu donenach al chayusa haloz derechayim. We pass it on this particular means of income, and who nifsik lagami mikoil v'koil, which you can entirely put him out of business, hayl v'ambav v'sasim, like in this case where it's closed on three sides, v'zei yesh b'rei shambav v'brei chayim, oytenei kazamash b'mikoil, and he opens up at the entranceway, ashokalavish makov, yelokozev le'akrein, nimtze posuk chiyus lagami and b'zei koifin. A tremendous chiddush. Tremendous chiddush. To say that the Chachamim would say that if you're putting a guy out of business, the Pashas you would say, meaning if you're taking away his source of income,
sole source of income,
then we would get involved. But nonetheless, the Chassam Sefer is saying, listen, you know, everyone has a mazel somewhere else. Who knows what can happen? He's an usher gadol. He has an usher gadol over there, but who says? Maybe that it's only because he has this store and he has this income that he has this mazel of his other businesses. And if we have to look at it in a vacuum in terms of, are you going to take away this business that I have here if you take away it entirely? And you can't say, well, you know, you have other sources of income. No such thing.
Why not say that again? That the chassidus would be the yisod that you're trying to prevent is this kind of cutthroat competition where one person eats another person. And if you allow it here, so by aniyamachik b'chara might make a difference, usher or not usher, because you're taking that particular deal away from them, that particular item.
Mm-hmm.
Here, the purpose is not so much to protect the individual person, which is part of it, but it's also to prevent this kind of cutthroat, destroy the other person competition, because that has negative consequences for everyone, all of them, and therefore.
I think you're stretching a little bit. That is more like it's a lemigdur milsa for society at large. I think it's we're dealing with just the two people in front of us in Besdin. And now we say this: you can't go to cutthroat. Yes, but only in terms of is it cutthroat? Because if you say that you're minimizing, right? So then you say, we're not worried that people will start opening up and we're going to minimize people's income.
Right, you want competition, not to destroy the other person, not where it's to the point of the street. You want to regulate competition. And then according to that,
it comes to really is what it is. Because, you know what I mean? Oh, so you're poor, this is your only business. All right, so for you, we're not going to let him run you out of town. But you're the rich guy. Look, I mean, you see it all the time. People talk that way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what are you so worried about this guy? Oh, he's got a rich spare. He's got a rich this. You know what I mean?
So it's okay to do that.
It's okay to treat him like that.
So again, so you're saying it's lemigdur milsa for everybody else. You're right. Really, this guy we don't have to worry about. But look, the Chassam Sefer says, Venira, right after the underline, Venira b'ha mairi, man, we started with this chazal, this gemara in Sanhedrin Pei Aleph. It says that the darshan of pasuk, he didn't violate his his friend's wife. That's very strong words to say to someone who tries to go in competition with somebody. It's as if he's being mezana with his wife. So he said, he says, you know what the mashal that the Chazal are giving over here? That if someone is mezana with somebody's wife, then he's now making that person's wife usher to ever go live with him again. So that's Pesach Yusa Lagamri. So he says, and that's the sort of that's the raya that this case where you're Luminous Chaveri and Pesach Yusa Lagamri, that talk is also according to everybody.
You know, he can go have another wife. You took this one away.
Right. And that's what I see. You see, that's the pshat. That's his raya that even the guy's an Osher Gadol, he has millions of dollars of real estate where he's getting income from, and this one little pizza shop, but if you can close up the one little pizza shop, Lagamri, that's what it's like. It's like a person has five wives. Minatari could have five wives, but if someone's mezana with one of them, place the lechus legamri, and that.
No, it's,
so that's what I think. It's not only lemigdur milsa for other people.
But you can't think this raya that far, because so the chassam is saying, oh, but if he's a little bit, he's going out with the wife on a date, that's okay. Right, a little bit of you know, say where he's competing with him, that's right. According to the Chassam Sofer, comes out the competition where you just take down some of the guy's profits, that's okay. So you're going to say that therefore because that fits the mashal. They're only saying if he's designing with him, but if you go on a date with her, this that would be fine. That's not what the mashal is saying. You think you're reading too much into the mashal. If I read it that literally, then it would come out that that's what it's saying.
I'm not sure. Why don't I hear the kashya?
Because you're saying a little bit of. You're saying that I'm taking this mashal to be exactly what it is the Chassam is trying to say.
Right.
And according to that mashal, if you think it's so literally, then he's saying a little bit of it is okay. It's only complete.
No, a little bit would not be within the get of Eishes Re'eh Le'Time. You may have other isurim. You may have other problems.
Even that's no good. You're saying even competition itself, is, that's not what we're saying. That the competition where it's permissible is good. Even that. You shouldn't do. You know, according to the way you're learning the mashal, then I shouldn't even compete at all with a person.
No. I think what he's saying is like this: that in that case where you have competition, in that halacha we pass like Rav Yehoshua, that you're allowed to have competition. We bring this pasuk over here to show that in this case everybody agrees that it's aser. So it's tak. It's only in the extreme case. In the extreme case of that, you have the mashal of the. Of this pasuk is Israel Leitibay.
Is there any significance in the fact that the Gemara from Rabbi Basra says she'ein ovik chachavim yochol ovik chachavim? It's dafka. The Gemara says it's an ovik chachavim. I mean, in the Yiddish shtat, then it's different. Back in the Gemara,
but in the Mordechai, no, in the Mordechai's case, that's what you're taking me.
Yeah.
The Mordechai's case was that the guy can't come in. I just understood that it's something that just was being sold for to goyim.
Negay with regard to Ricardo in Yerushalayim, which is the Mavoy, closed at one end, and there are dozens of art shops along it. We go and buy artwork, so presumably they hold like.
Well, there could be different. There, the setup is that people do walk in, and the there's traffic all the way through.
Yeah, you don't go into the Muslim section. There's a door. I mean, you know, it's a Mavoy club.
Right.
But lovely in Meir Sharma somewhere.
Yeah.
It's equally applicable, right? It's not Dafka Ovi Kochavim.
Yeah, no. I would think you're right. Yeah, I understood this case. It just happens to be that's what they were selling to. Maybe items that they were selling.
With the mother is satum or not? It is.
Yeah, but again,
the rich pizza shop. The rich guy opens the pizza shop at the Pesach.
No. The case of the mother says me. Someone has a store. Someone has a pizza shop at the end of the dead end, and I have one at the entrance. Since I'm going to put him out of business completely, the safest chiddush is that even if the guy at the end of the dead end happens to be a independently wealthy person, it's still awesome to do that. Fine, so that's the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer, if you put him out of business entirely, it's taka osir, and you can close them up. Beznik can close them up. We mentioned last week also, Rav Moshe in the Tshuva also, he's talking about a case, a small town that had one Judaica shop, someone else wanted a second one, and he said, since there's not enough business for both of them to be able to survive, he says it'll be osir. And based on this case, because it's going to be Pesach Yusa Ligamri. So that seems to be, not like the Beis Yosef was saying, that seems to be the way some Sefer and Rav Moshe Paskins. Now we'll see the Rambam. Because I think the Rambam is a little bit different, even though La Halacha may not make any nafkamina. This is back on page 2. The This is a famous tshuva, probably the most famous tshuva of the Rambam. It's Siman Yud. The case was that the Maram Padova reprinted the Mishneh Torah, the Rambam, with his own corrections and new printing, and he was going to sell it, and he's put it on the market to sell. And along came a guy. I mean, just like the Maram Padova could reprint the Rambam because there's no copyright on it. So this guy who was upset at the Maram Padova for something decided that he's also going to reprint the Rambam. And since he was only doing it despite the Maram Padova. So he didn't care that he's losing money, and he basically undercut his whole prices, and he was going to sell it at rock bottom prices. So basically he was going to put the Maram Padova out of business. So the Rambam has four reasons why the halacha is that you're not allowed to buy from this guy, and you must buy from Maram Padova. Hayisayid hapashur harishon. First reason is Perikle Yachbar Mavuna Har Bar Mavua. The guy lives in a city. The Ukum Rechai, he puts up a mill. Vasabar Mavua Chavre, and somebody else living in the city come for Kamukum Gabe. Dinu the Makavale. This is Rav Huna Shita. Umashma, Bida Kamavuki Gabe. That he's opening by him. Shaosa Davazebi, the Yosai, Vafilohochi, Yokalakev Olof. Im Kane, Harila Fanenu Shemidine. Midinenu. Ain. Huh? Ain Loy.
That's a publisher.
Want to try that one? Now you pronounce that one? Leyanta Loimer. Shani. To the second guy who published, means this guy who published the printing around Lahat Vizek Klal. He's not allowed to have a second printing. Like I said, mitzvah la dayan shay Yisrael. To do that, Rak Shabavinisenu Yad Shalakum Tkifalenu. We don't have the authority to just say, "All right, that's it. No one can buy from the guy." That's not the reality. Become Akum Nasim Mashalenu Mutalasis Vnechtachad Dinki Depreshes. You want to know the halacha from Dina Yisrael? The Maram Padova has a right to stop him, and that he should have no right to print it. Now he goes into our sugi here. Va'afa gav sharav alfasi v'harosh pasu deloikir avuna to come like yichidai. Even though the Rif and the Rosh don't pass in like Rav Huna that a second competition can't open. Mikomakum oimerani sheyesh leishtash bedaver. But I can still work it out. Sharei b'mordechai perakli ach remaitiv shei maybe yosef v'zel l'shoyne. Mavu yosef v'zel l'shoyne. Rak b'sad achon. So look at his wife. V'daru v'neitz l'soyfe. Sosim. Boshim l'od. That was the Aviyasav he saw just before in the Mordechai. In Cain, Mashma Shehilchus HaKavasei de Rav Huna, Midemaisi Rayimine. So he's saying like this, Halach is like Rav Huna. Halach is like Rav Huna, must be the Aviyasav passing like Rav Huna, because you're saying that there's this case where you're going to put him out of business by opening at the entrance at a dead end, and the halach is kidir avuni, he says. El ha'korcho tzrichano lechalek debedover debori hezeka kegoin hocho gabe mavu shebevada yazik loy kula yal mamoida dehilchasa kiravuna. In other words, the Ramah, it says like this. You know where the machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Huna Rabbi Rav Yeshua is? One guy has a pizza shop, and now a second guy wants to open up. So it's not clear to us if the second guy opening up will hurt the first business. Not sure how much it'll affect the first business. He may not. Rav Huna says, even if it's a possibility that he's going to hurt the first business, you can't open a competing business. Even if there's a possibility that you're going to be hitting into the business of the first pizza shop, you can't open the second pizza shop. However, and on that, Rav Huna Rebbe Yeshua says, listen, it's a suffix, we don't know, you're allowed to. And then that we say, whoever will come to you, whoever will come to him, he may have been the first guy, may have done the same amount of business, same amount of customer traffic. On the contrary, he's already in business a long time, maybe people know his shop, they like his goods, so we don't have to worry about it. That's a Rav Hun Rebbe Yeshua said you don't have to worry about it. However, when you open up a shop where you know for sure you'll be cutting into his business, on that, everyone agree. On that, we say halacha ki Rav Huna.
Cutting in.
He says when it's bari yezek. You know, I think he's not saying like the Chassam Sofer where that Avi Yosef is talking about you yoyer lechius legamri. I don't think he's talking about legamri, but he says where it's going to be definite that you're going to be cutting into his business, then you're allowed to stop him. On that, the halacha is like Rav Huna. He says, "Nami bori ezekahu ki ha'ataloymer hasheni." The second publisher doesn't la'agri shekol sefer yuzal zov tfeme agoin. He's going to make an announcement, advertising that he's selling it much cheaper than the first one. Umi ra'azayz v'lo yavil loknei supermanu. Who's not going to see a bargain and not go to him? So there's going to be bori ezekah for sure. There's going to be minimizing the income for the Maran Padova. And v'yochalolei ki humi ashir eris, he's wealthy anyway. Lochen gam b'dineinu hilchasehi ki Rav Huna, and would need the benech b'din Yisrael v'lekach nechadikid b'rashdi. So that's the Ramah's approach. So the Ramah is looking a little bit differently in terms of how he understands the whole machlokes of Huna and Rav Huna b'Yehoshua. Yeshua. He also understands the whole machlokes is only on a suffix case. But we don't know. I mean, what would happen after the fact, according to the Rambam? Let's say the second person opens the pizza shop. And now, after 6 months, we see the first guy is just not making it because it's cutting into his business. Would we now go back and say the second guy has to close down? what would the Rambam paskin in that case? Not clear. Not clear.
Before we send the Chassam Sofer, everybody is masking in the case where it's clear.
Where you're going to put him out of business entirely. Out,
no. So are we saying that Rav Huna and Rav Huna Rebbe Yeshua agree in that case?
Yes.
And so how's it different when we're saying the Ramah now? We're saying their machlokes is only the case of Safik.
In the Ramah, we're saying their machlokes is in the case of Safik, but when it's Bari Azeka, then we pass him like Rav Huna. It means we pass him like Rav Huna and Yeshua when it's a Safik. So, but we'll pass like Rav Huna when it's a Vadai.
Meaning, sure hold even, where it's
even it's a Vadai, right. Even when it's Bari Azeka, Rav Huna Yeshua says, so you still can open up. And on that, the Ramah is saying, no, there we don't pass like Rav Huna Yeshua. Yeah. Which is a big chiddush because no one made that chilek. The Rif, the Rosh, the Beis Yosef, they should have said this chilek of Bari Azeka and Abir Azeka. It would seem simple that if they pass him Rav Yeshua, they mean in all cases they pass him like him.
I think in most cases there's going to be some kind of Azeka. I mean, it's the unlikely case where the second shop creates a bigger market than the first one doesn't. It's hard to imagine.
A little bit understand what he meant right by Bari Hezek. He can't mean if they go $5 away from the guy that was Bari Hezek.
No, Bari Hezek is going to close him down.
No, closing him down. Something in between. I lose a customer and I lose the whole business. That's what he's saying. Yeah. Bari Hezek can also imply that it's a clear nezik to the business right now.
What do to say? The first guy running the pizza shop, he runs a lousy shop, makes bad pizza, it's dirty, it's, you know, one shop, and comes along the second shop who would run a clean shop, better tasting pizza. I mean, it doesn't make any difference to Rav Huna. Once that shop is in place, even though that's the way he runs business, he's entitled to the income.
We did mention last week, we mentioned that the Rishonim do say that if someone's going to bring different quality merchandise, truth is, even if it's lesser quality, even if it's inferior than the first one, it's different.
It's different. So right.
Right. Okay. And I can tell the first guy, you're selling very good tasting pizza. I'm opening very bad tasting pizza, so it's different.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
no, but you're right. In that case, it's.
I mean, this is the all things being equal. It's hard to imagine that all things are going to be equal no matter what. The store's going to be bigger.
The muscle that we're using is a guy who opens up a rechaim. So you can get your stuff ground here, you can get it ground there. The end product is going to be the same. We're talking about the muscle, at least, is more of a service. I mean, you have to start even then when you're dealing with merchandise. But when you're providing a service,
I could argue that too.
That's the whole thing, because I'm behind Wall Street and or a mall. You drive traffic to a mall.
Wall Street and...
Yeah, it's the same concept in Wall Street.
You mean Main Street. Main Street.
Thank you. So you have 17 different clothing stores all within three blocks of each other. And that drives traffic to that area.
People don't want to go out to Yemensville to go shop at this store and go to Harleysville to that store. So it actually increases foot traffic when a lot of stores are together. Again, I can't tell whether it's a bad store or I'm not getting out of that store. Mm-hmm. But I imagine that today in Gula, you know, they've got 17 different Svarim stores right on one street.
Right.
How are people able to do it? Because it drives traffic there.
Mm-hmm.
It increases sales for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's good. That's a good point. So it's not only is not Bari Ezeki, you're saying on the contrary, is it? Yeah. So certainly, I mean, halacha, the reason why you can have 17 Svarim stores all with on Rechayv Meir Sharim is...
They don't complain. No one comment in Torah.
Well, if you speak to them, they will complain. But I don't know about the competition. Think about something. Right. But Lamaise, so we pass in like Rehum Radio Yeshua. They both live in this city over there. They're both allowed to open. It's fair competition. Unless somebody comes along and puts the guy out of business because he sells things at such a tremendous discount that puts everybody else out of business, in that case you'll be allowed to stop it.
But himself will go out of business soon.
No, that's predatory.
Why?
Because he's undercutting his own supply.
Yes, predatory pricing. Yes. Exactly.
Eventually that might happen.
But he says deeper pockets, so then he raises prices.
Right. Okay, let's go to the second handout over here. Before we get into this sugya, which is really me'inyan le'inyan, the oisa inyan of ani mahapik b'charor, it's very closely related to Yair Lumnasa Shechavei, right? This sugya, we're just going to take out one piece of Taisvis before we even go to the sugya here. And that's here in Taisvis, which is the second Maramakam here on page 1. Aleph. Oh, you got so frum now. You put Aleph
there. I mean, when you
the other one was the Roman numeral.
I know. I think you switched when we went to your computer.
Oh, is that right? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So in Taisvis here, on this case of Anim al-Baharara, a little more than halfway down is the beginning of the word. The line starts Va'id Omer. First word on is Va'id.
That's where you want to start.
Yeah. I'm going to start right over there. Just to get you confused, David. That's
right. That's an independent answer.
Right. Right. No, but I think this is as a hashlama to what we just discussed. Oh. We were just discussing that we had three different reasons why the fish case is different than opening a competing store. Right, Rashi's pshat, they're for sure going to come. The Ramban's pshat, they're in the net already. Or the Rumigash pshat, that you're putting them out of business entirely. Now here, this Taisvis quotes, Oid Omer Rabbeinu Meir, Oviv Shor Rabbeinu Tam. So we know he was the son-in-law of Rashi. And he has a different pshat. Again, it's not Neger right now what Taisvis is talking about, but he's talking about that case of the fisherman. He says this is a different pshat why the fisherman A is allowed to stop fisherman B from spreading out his net. The Mairi Bedog Mace. We're talking about a dead fish. Shekein Derech HaDayogim Lahosim B'Mitzudas Dog Mace. They put in, they put bait in. But here, what they put in as bait, they put a dead fish. Maybe it looks like a real fish to the other fish, and that's where they come over. They come around, maybe they think it's a Leviah, so they come around to whatever reason is, but the fisherman A brought as explained by the place, he invested some time and effort and money into doing something, setting up something to attract the fish to his net. The kimish is that pirish mitzasay tchila. Since fisherman A spread out his net at first, va'ayidei ma'ise she'osa misasvim sham saviv, because of what he did, because of the time and investment that he did, the tircha that he did, he attracted these fish saviv. Vadim ayachaveri pirish pirish havekilu goyzaloi v'yachaloi malai. You go somewhere else. I came here. I already set it up. I put the dead fish in. I put my net in. And the reason why I'm allowed to stop other people, not because they're for sure going to come, not because they're already in my net, and not because you're going to put me out of business entirely. Meaning like this. According to Rameyer, the father of Rabbeinu Tam, could be he's only cutting into my business. I could still stop him. It could be I don't have them in my net yet. I could still stop him. But what's his svara? His svara is that the case of Dagim, and this is where a case where everybody agrees, is that since I already put in a certain amount of time and energy and money into bringing the customers here, bringing the fish here, I could stop them from opening up. Where this is very negeya is Reb Yitzchak has a case here, Reb Yitzchak Zilberstein in the Cheshuk Yechemet. He has a case which is a well-known case because it comes up on a daily basis in Eretz Yisrael. You have the regular bus company, which is Eged in Eretz Yisrael, and they have bus stops, right? So each tachana over there, they have a little shelter, right? Sometimes they have seats, and they have the signs posted there where there's a bus stop, where the buses are going, where they're heading, which number you can pick up. So people are waiting at the bus stop, and then either taxis or private van services come along and pick up customers. So that's a shaila that he discusses. Is that Yerid Lu'umna Shal Chaveire? Now, they're not entirely putting the bus company out of business, so you don't have the Rimagash. What about the customers who are here already? The customers who are here already, are they considered that they're in the net already? Are they like the Ramban? Are they already there in the net and therefore you're pulling them out of the net? Perhaps. Perhaps according to the Ramban it would be considered Yair Luminous Chavashel Chaveirai. But more so they want to say based on this Rabbeinu Meir. Why? Because the bus company invests time, effort, strategy, what's best for people, we're the best location for people to come to, and therefore they drew all of the travelers to this makam. So they invested time and energy into that place, and they set it up. So what this issur is that Yair Luminous Chaveirai, according to Meir, is that someone else is capitalizing on my investment or my ingenuity to what I created, and then he's taking it away from me. That's how he understands the case of the fish. Now that's why that's Gezel Gomer, and that's why that's in that case Yochel Akavolov.
But it's not the same service. It's a different service altogether. The taxi is coming. He might charge a different price. He'll get the customer over. He'll give him a seat. He'll get him faster to his destination. So it doesn't sound like it's even a shaila of your Luna Shel Chaveiro.
According to,
no, but it makes a difference. The tirchen capitalization on if I set up a business model or something that didn't exist at all before, and now I'm ready to make a profit from it. Then we're saying that even if you offer a better product, there's a problem.
This is a different situation than Harley because we're talking about a municipality which you pay taxes to, so Eged can run. Eged does not print its own money. Your taxes, right? Just throw pay to Eged. So it's a whole different Indian here between a private driver and a public bus company.
Well, let's say a private driver. So take the case of a private driver. So a private driver sets up a stop at a certain place that he takes people, and now people gather there waiting for this bus that offers a special service, and somebody's going to offer something that in some way is better. You're still running into this problem. This is a new layer. It's not just that it's half gear and we're both going and we can each profit from it. I'm saying that I set up this business.
It all depends on the perspective. So we're addressing it here, and the shadow from the perspective of the fisherman. The fisherman has already got the customers. You're taking the customers away. We're looking at it from the perspective of the customer. Well, look, I'm getting a ride in a crowded, smelly, poorly air-conditioned bus versus a cab. They're two different perspectives.
Yes, I agree with Ari. I agree with you. I think that's the teretz. As Rameyer says, the Yer Luminous is the person who invested that time. So he could stop somebody else. You're right, for the customers, it maybe it's not an issur for the customer to go, but the taxis allowed to come by, that may be a big problem according to this Rabbeinu Meir.
Yeah, right, but it's not an issue of whether you have the customers there or not. It's that I set up the circumstances.
Right, right.
You're not looking at whether...
No, once the customer there, they may get into the Ramban also.
That's right.
Yeah.
Home is a place where people naturally congregate long before they leave.
Then that would be half company. Then that would be like taking...
If they get comes along and builds a shelter, do they have the right then to say this is their mark home?
It's a symbiotic relationship. Because if you wanted to take a cab, you're waiting for the cab, there's no cabs. But look, I got a ride on the bus, so you may actually be improving the sales revenue of a bus.
The ocean is half care. So from according to Rav Meir, it has to, because the ocean is hefker. So then I could always say that it's my river as much as it's your river. Mm-hmm. But we're saying if you set up a business.
So how far away from the bus stop can a taxi driver actually stop then? I mean, it goes.
That's why you have laws. That's why you have laws.
So I'll stop 2 feet away.
So the truth is, Rabbi Lichtenstein is raising a good point. So he says like this. He has a case. And then this whole shaila about someone else coming to pick up the people waiting at the bus stop. It says the Pischei Tshuva in Simen Reish Mem Hei, which is Hilchus Talmud to Kavod Rabbi. Dim Hizminu Rav Lasada Kedushin. You got someone to be Misada Kedushin. Yeah? Who's Reb Shmuel is going to be? You know him, you don't have to worry about it. He's always on time. The Icher, there's been said, the Rav, the Sadek Kedusha did not show up on time. The Rabbi didn't come on time. V'leshalach Acher Mekayim, he didn't someone else in his place. Mutal Rav Acher, Shehu Oirak B'makum, the Sadek Kedusha. Someone else is allowed to take the job. Vein Lashkiach, I'll cover the Rav Mekayim, V'leyasagas Gevuloi, since he didn't do what was proper, Dishleik Oigin, Allah is someone else allowed to go in his place. Fine. So he says this, maybe the same thing would apply is, let's say the bus doesn't show up on time. There's a certain time chart when they're supposed to come and they didn't. Or they come and there's no place to sit. V'makom yeshiva. So in that case, maybe then you don't have to worry about this halacha that they invested all the time and everything. Then muta labala mechena lesev esanayim. In that case, maybe the taxi drivers are allowed to come to pick up the customers.
So you're saying taxi drivers have to be careful of not coming in front of the bus stop at the exact moment and where of a bus that's empty enough that everyone's going to guarantee a seat. So the circumstances are pretty nil that there's any hasaka at all.
No, if the bus comes, let's say every 10 minutes a bus comes.
So it's either at 10:05.
So if he's there at 10:05, right.
10:06 is no more risk. Only if you're at 10:05, if the bus has seats, and if it's clean, et cetera. That's a very limited circumstance.
How would a taxi driver know all those things to begin with? How do you possibly know all those things?
Yeah, he's obviously not going to set up his whole...
Chazaka is true.
It's true. It's very hard to paskin lemaisa on such a case. You know, even if they would listen to the psak halacha, to know exactly if it's encroaching on the bus company and what they did. But this is another svara. This is also nageya. Is let's say someone works in as an apprentice to a tradesman. And he learns the business. So someone's a doctor and he takes in an associate. And he learns the business from this doctor. And now he wants to go open up on his own. He thinks he knows the business well enough. He'll open up his own practice. He'll open up his own shop. Right? He could say, listen, fair competition, right? We're passing the Ravuna Rav Yeshua. I live in the town. I'm allowed to open up my own doctor's office. I'm opening my own shop. So here also, this would be going into the Svara of Rabbeinu Meir. Because it was the investment of the original doctor, the original tradesman, who invested time into this person we hired, and therefore to take that and then compete against the first one would be really an encroachment based on this Rabbeinu Meir of Shor Rabbeinu Tam. So there'll be another application of that. We will hold it here. Next week we'll get to Ms. Shemani Amab Kharar.
But doesn't that first doctor know that the second doctor